Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
I don't understand God, were the words that came up in a conversation I had with a young man. It wasn't that he was antagonistic or extremely skeptical. He seemed sincere. But do you realize, I countered, that God is God? And if he were as easy to understand as your friends, you would no longer have a sovereign God, but someone who would be human and flawed as you are. Then I ask, what is it that you find difficult to understand about God? My experience is that this question immediately divides people into two camps or groups: those who are clearly outside the household of faith, and those who yet believe in God but struggle with issues, usually why God doesn't answer prayer according to their desires. The first group are the ones who are looking for an excuse to justify shutting God out of their lives. Their responses are a variety of the following: I don't understand why God allows suffering, why he allows evil in the world, or why he doesn't step in and stop the tsunamis from wiping out the lives of thousands of innocent people, and so forth. There's another question I ask, one that strikes closer to the heart of our lives. What do you understand about God? That's the question I put to you. To balance what you don't understand, sit down and make a list of what you clearly understand about God. If you are uncertain of God's existence, or to put it plainly, have no relationship with God, and perhaps don't want one, your list may be very short. You may respond you believe there is a God, but you're uncertain as to who he is and how he is involved in the affairs of humankind. Should you find yourself in that category, the first thing you need to do is to find out who God is. The answer to that question won't be discovered in a philosophy class or by a discussion with people who are as ignorant of God's nature and character as are you. Go to the source of our knowledge about God, the Bible, the most unique book in all history. It tells you who he is and how in love he sent the prophets and then his own son to show us who he is, and how great is our need of knowing his design and purpose in the world. Now, if you find yourself among those who are believers, yet honestly find it difficult to understand why God does some things or does not do other things, you need to go deeper. You freely acknowledge, I would think, that God is a loving God. The proof of that is in the coming of his Son into the world. You also understand that God is not a man. He is sovereign, which simply means he does what he chooses to do. Yet God is honor-bound to keep his word. He never lies to his children nor deceives them. He disciplines them, something which we don't like, and he reserves explanations for some things, in that should God choose to tell us why he does some things, we still couldn't understand. You know that the Bible is God's source book for your life, wherein he reveals his purpose for your life. Focus on what you do know, and then God will eventually lead you to understand some of the issues that are perplexing to you. Focus on what you know, and the more you know about God, the greater will be your personal knowledge of him. You will then find that what you don't know isn't nearly as important as what you do know. It is easier then, friend, to take some things by faith. Yes, take it by faith.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.